local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Tuesday. Currently 68 degrees and foggy outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Got a dense fog advisory in effect until 8 o'clock, so just under an hour till that dense fog advisory wears off. Be careful on the roads out there. Coming up, we'll check the weather with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, supposed to warm up later today. But right now, we get it started this hour with traffic and Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have told us no new wrecks hit the roadways. Moffitt near Sims Middle and also Mary G. Montgomery. You're finding some heavier traffic there. Also off of Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65. But the fog is starting to burn off across the Bayway with the dense fog advisory till 8 a.m. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40!
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
7:08 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig with Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be checking in at 8 o'clock live from the Capitol in Montgomery as the House gets ready to meet for day 14, I believe, of general session. They can meet for up to 30 days in this session, but there's a lot they're going to get to, including the number one story on our three big things at fmtalk1065.com, as today the Alabama House will debate a ban, basically a near total abortion ban that would make nearly all abortions in the state illegal. They'll be debating that today. We'll talk more about that later. Also on the three big things, Trump suing banks to block the House subpoenas for his records, and Steve Mnuchin hoping for substantial progress in China talks as China and the U.S. get ready to meet again in the ongoing trade war that's currently happening up there in Washington and overseas in Beijing. So that's the three big things on FMTalk1065.com. Right now, let's check the local news with Kelly Finley on this Tuesday morning.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Judge Roy Moore handed a judgment not ruling in his favor as a federal judge in D.C. sides with comedian Sacha Baron Cohen and Showtime to allow a case to relocate. That case is a defamation hearing case filed by the former Chief Justice. Moore did not want the case moved, fearing it'd be heard in an area leaning more to the liberal side. Washington, D.C. Federal Judge Thomas Hogan ruled the $95 million suit can be tried in New York. Moore is suing over Cohen's Who Is America show. Moore says he was duped into coming to the show on the grounds of receiving a phony award. During the segment, he was scanned by a supposed supposed device, which the host claimed detected sex offenders. Moore had been accused of having sexual contact decades earlier with underage girls when he was in his 30s. Also, those allegations coming during his U.S. Senate race. Showtime and Cohen argued that the consent agreement signed by Moore included a provision that any disputes be heard in New York. And Monday morning, fire injures a Mobile Fire Rescue firefighter. Now, while the injury is being called non-life-threatening, the injury is described as, quote, trauma in nature. A Mobile firefighter was injured Monday morning while battling a fire on Lucerne Drive just before 9 a.m. The veteran firefighter's name is not being released, but we do know he was transported to Spring Hill Medical Center for treatment. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects are on the run this morning after a high-speed chase with police. It happened in Walton County, but police say the SUV was stolen from Crestview. Investigators say Morgan Mark Ward and Justice Kelly are wanted on several charges, including grand theft auto and eluding police. The driver eventually lost control of that car. It flipped several times. Mark Morgan was ejected from the car. She was taken to the hospital. Kelly received minor injuries but wasn't arrested at the scene because police didn't believe he was involved in the theft. Kelly then helped Mark Ward escape from the hospital. Officers also found drugs in the car. A bill to make it a felony to perform an abortion in Alabama is expected to get a vote in the House today. The bill was introduced as a direct challenge to Roe versus Wade. Alabama's bill would punish doctors who perform abortions. Happening today in Baldwin County, the Grand Hotel in Fairhope will host a job fair. More than 60 food and beverage positions are available, including servers, cooks, and bartenders. It starts at 2 o'clock and lasts until 5 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Alabama flips a top recruit from the Oklahoma Sooners, a big raise for a top college basketball coach, and the Braves continue to ride Ozzie Albies in a win over San Diego. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers tied the series at 1 against the Toronto Raptors with a 94-89 win last night in Toronto. Philadelphia's Jimmy Butler had 30 points and 11 rebounds in the win.
Jimmy Butler, bullseye! 28 for Butler!
That fourth quarter three-pointer put the Sixers up 88-81. The win snaps a 14-game losing streak in Toronto for Philadelphia. The Raptors fought back from a 19-point halftime deficit. Toronto was led by Kawhi Leonard with 35 points. Leonard said the team is not discouraged after the loss.
We're confident. This is what the playoffs are about. This is why it's fun.
Game 3, Thursday night in Philadelphia. In the late game, the Denver Nuggets beat the Portland Trail Blazers 121-113 to take a 1-0 series lead. Denver's Nikola Jokic scored 37 points in the home court victory.
Murray to Jokic. Jump hook is good. What a combo. Faces of the franchise for many years, Jokic and Murray.
That score by Jokic put the Nuggets up 13 in the fourth quarter. It was assisted by Jamal Murray, who added 23 points and 8 assists. The Trailblazers were once again led by Damian Lillard with 39 points. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Denver. Tonight, Game 2 of the Milwaukee-Boston series and Golden State versus Houston. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues got a late goal from Pat Maroon to beat the Dallas Stars 4-3 and take a 2-1 series lead.
Back behind the net, Maroon with it, out in front with it. long shot. He celebrates. He scores. Pat Maroon beating Ben Bishop with a minute 38 remaining. The Blues go back on top.
The Blues led 2-1 after the second period before both teams combined for 4 goals in the third period. Game 4 is set for tomorrow night in Dallas. Tonight, 2 games on the schedule. Game 3 in Columbus between the Blue Jackets and Boston Bruins. That begins at 6 o'clock, followed by Game 3 in Colorado between the Avalanche and the San Jose Sharks. It's some college football recruiting news. Drew Sanders, the number 37 ranked recruit in the 2020 class, announced his decision to switch to Alabama after being committed to Oklahoma since 2017. Sanders is a 6'5", 220-pound recruit from Denton, Texas. He's ranked the number 4 athlete in the class. He told ESPN that Alabama is recruiting him to play linebacker. Alabama's 2020 class now has 13 of the ESPN's top 300 recruits. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles picked up the 5th-year contract option on starting quarterback Carson Wentz. Wentz was set to earn around $8.5 million in 2019. He'll now make more than $20 million in 2020. That's the 5th and final year of his rookie contract. Since the Eagles selected Wentz 2nd overall in the 2016 NFL Draft, he's racked up over 10,000 passing yards, 70 touchdown passes, with 28 interceptions in 23 wins. In college basketball news, after leading Texas Tech to a first-ever national championship game appearance, Red Raiders coach Chris Beard was awarded a contract extension yesterday. It's a 6-year deal that'll pay Beard over $4.5 million a year and make him the nation's 4th highest-paid head coach behind Kentucky's John Calipari, Duke's Mike Krzyzewski, and Tennessee's Rick Barnes. Beard was named the AP National Coach of the Year this past season. In minor league ball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Mississippi Braves 5-3 on a 9th-inning 3-run walk-off homer from Roberto Baldaquin. The Bay Bears won 4 games in the 5-game home series against the Braves. They'll get tonight off before beginning a 5-game road series in Montgomery against the Biscuits. In the major leagues, Ozzie Albies hit a home run and drove in 2 runs in an Atlanta Braves 3-1 win over San Diego. St. Louis scored 6 runs in the 5th inning to defeat Washington 6-3. Cincinnati beat the New York Mets 5-4. Milwaukee used 2 homers from Jesus Aguilar to beat Colorado 5-1. And San Francisco defeated the LA Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Kansas City 8-5. Boston beat Oakland 9-4. The Chicago White Sox defeated Baltimore 5-3. And Minnesota got past Houston 1-0. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and let's look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss, even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
The American Cancer Society wants to make sure every cancer patient who needs a ride to and from treatment gets one. Their Road to Recovery program aims to do just that, but they are in great need of volunteers. If you can help, Call 1-800-277-2345 or visit their website at cancer.org. That phone number again, 1-800-277-2345, or visit the website, cancer.org, and be part of somebody's road to recovery.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. The fog is trying to burn off over the Bayway. We do have that dense fog advisory till 8 a.m. Make sure you're driving with your low beams on this morning if you're traveling through the fog. So far, Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, and 65 seeing the delays, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back this Saturday at 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. With locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants, get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
And we'll be talking with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just about 10 minutes, getting the full week update on our weather. Right now, 69 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios, 7:21 here on Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. Let me tell you how it works. If you got a bunch of junk, I mean, it's right there in the name. And if you don't know what to do with that junk, where to take it, if you can't physically move it, or if it's junk that you just know you're not supposed to be throwing in the dumpster, the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK have you covered. And one of the best things about using Trey and his crew is you make your appointment and they show up right on time. They aren't like some of those companies that give you a big four-hour window of when they may or may not show up. You end up taking a vacation day from work, and then sometimes you don't even need it because they don't show up. This is how it works. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOTJUNK.com, set up your appointment, and they'll be there exactly when you're expecting them. And on top of that, the price you get quoted is the price that you'll pay. 1-800-GOTJUNK, locally owned. They do great work both here in Mobile and in Baldwin County. Everybody I know that's called 1-800-GOTJUNK has nothing but glowing reviews for the company, including just about everybody here at FM Talk 106.5. So once again, to get a quote and set up your appointment, call 1-800-GOTJUNK or go to 1-800-GOTJUNK.com. 7:22 on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the headlines this morning with Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the Alabama Department of Public Health has 34 open investigations into possible cases of the measles, but no confirmed cases here in Alabama. The state has investigated 211 reports of measles since last April, but so far, none of those incidents turned out to be the highly contagious virus. Since January 1st, 704 cases of measles have been reported nationwide, which tops the previous recent high back in 2014, when 667 people were infected with the virus. 22 states have reported cases of the measles. According to the CDC, the outbreaks were traced to travelers who brought measles back from other countries like Ukraine and the Philippines and Israel. That's where large measles outbreaks are occurring. According to the ADPH, almost 93% of children enrolled in public and private schools in Alabama were up to date on their vaccinations. Concerns over the virus spreading to Alabama, they went on an uptick after a confirmed case last week that a person with measles traveled through our state to Tennessee, stopping at a gas station and a fast food restaurant. The current two-dose vaccine regimen is 97% effective after the disease. It's a story that has caught national attention. An Alabama man has threatened lawmakers in Selma. The mayor, the police, and other political and community leaders all threatened via social media. A bond was set for the Selma man who threatened all of those names mentioned. The DA confirms the threat was made in a video included, quote, blowing their heads off with multiple shots. 27-year-old Ray Hall did surrender to police over the weekend after it was announced the police were searching for him. Authorities say they do not know of any link between Hall and those he reportedly threatened, but Police Chief Spencer Collier said, quote, given the vicious tone and content of Hall's threats, we view him as not just a threat to these specific individuals, but to the public safety of our community. Hall's charged with making a terroristic threat, which is a felony. His preliminary hearing has been set for June the 4th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Checking in the 8 o'clock hour with Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery as the House gets ready to go back into general session. And from our news partners at WKRG, today Alabama lawmakers set to debate a bill that would ban almost all abortions in our state of Alabama. House of Representatives today will debate the proposal to make performing an abortion a felony. The bill does contain an exemption for the mother's health, but not for rape or incest. Legislation purposely designed to conflict with the 1973 Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion nationally. They say emboldened by new conservatives on the Supreme Court, supporters of the bill say their goal is to spark a court case that could lead the Supreme Court to revisit and possibly overturn those abortion rights. Opponents said that the proposal is clearly unconstitutional and that the legal fight would cost the state money that could be spent on other needs. In some national news yesterday, the president, President Trump, ordered his administration to impose tougher restrictions on people that are seeking asylum at our southern border. The president sent a memo to Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McCleland and Attorney General William Barr. Trump gave officials 90 days to come up with regulations that include fees for asylum applications and would bar some asylum seekers from obtaining work authorization. It's Trump's latest attempt to try to keep Central American asylum seekers from coming into the United States. Last month in March, roughly 93,000 people were arrested at the border. In that memo, the president wrote, "The purpose of this memorandum is to strengthen asylum procedures to safeguard our system against rampant abuse of our asylum processes." Meanwhile, opponents of the president's stance on immigration, prosecutors in Massachusetts sued yesterday to block federal authorities from making arrests at courthouses of people that are suspected of being in the country illegally. The prosecutors argue that the practice is making it harder for them to hold defendants accountable and get justice for victims. The top prosecutors for Suffolk County, which includes Boston and Middlesex County in Massachusetts, say that the lawsuit, joined by public defenders and others, they say in that lawsuit that some cases are grinding to a halt because witnesses, victims, or defendants are all too afraid to come to courts that are staked out by immigration agents. The federal lawsuit is supposed to be the first of its kind in the USA. It's the latest fight between state and federal authorities over the president's stepped-up immigration efforts, and it comes just days after federal prosecutors in Massachusetts charged a state court judge and former court officer with obstruction of justice for allegedly helping a man sneak out of a back door of the courthouse to evade a waiting immigration agent. They did talk with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the spokesman declined to comment yesterday. And a scary study from Michigan State that found surprising links, actually, between a poor sense of smell and a higher risk of early death. So if you're having trouble smelling, maybe get it checked out the next time you go to the doctor. Like I said, this study came from Michigan State University. It's supposed to be the first of its kind to examine how the sense of smell and risk of death are connected. They published it in just a fascinating journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine. And it shows that older adults who have a poor sense of smell have a nearly 50% increased risk of dying within 10 years. Honglei Chen is an epidemiologist and member of this research team, said that poor sense of smell becomes more common as people age, and there's a link to a higher risk for death. They said our study is the first to look at the potential reasons why it predicts a higher mortality. They, in this study, analyzed data from nearly 2,300 participants from ages 71 to 82. They followed these participants for 13 years, and the assessment included a smell test of 12 orders. Odors, poor sense of smell, correlated with a 46% higher risk of death after 10 years and a 30% risk at 13 years. So something to check out if you're having trouble smelling. Could be bad news. 7:30 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And at 8 o'clock, we'll check in live from Montgomery with Sean Sullivan as the House of Representatives get ready to go back into general session. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It's sentencing day for a man who injured 8 servicemen while driving drunk in February. Eric Watt pleaded guilty to driving high and drunk when his vehicle plowed into 8 servicemen along Perdido Beach Boulevard. It happened in 2017. 6 of them were seriously injured. Watt faces up to 5 years in prison. Mobile police have identified 3 people who died when the Jeep they were in was hit by a train. 28-year-old Justin McCrary was the driver of the Jeep. Jeremy Patterson and Charles Gaston were passengers, both 27 years old. Police say McCrary was driving the Jeep Wrangler that plummeted over the Dauphin Island Parkway exit ramp on I-10 onto railroad tracks. As they fell, a train was heading their way and was unable to stop. A woman who was in the Jeep was able to get out before the train hit it. Florida lawmakers passed a tougher texting and driving bill and sent it to the governor to be signed. The bill makes texting while driving a primary traffic offense. The texting ban does not apply to drivers using a navigation device or to a driver whose vehicle is sitting still while they're texting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through May 9th, pick up a steal of a deal at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Centurion 24 long gun safe with 30 minutes fire protection, pickup price $749. Or a Lincoln 50, 41 long gun safe loaded with extras and 90 minutes fire protection, pickup price $33.99. Right now, buy the most popular safe on the market, the Fatboy 64, pickup price $21.99. Order yours today at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
In Venezuela, unrest in the nation's capital. A socialist official has called on citizens to amass at the presidential palace to defend Nicolas Maduro. Opposition leader Juan Guaido is asking Venezuelans to oust President Maduro.
Calling people on the streets for a long-planned protest tomorrow on May the 1st, we're looking at a key moment. Does Nicolas Maduro crack down with force or hope this peters out?
There's Nick Payton Walsh. The suspect in the fatal attack on a Southern California synagogue is due in court today. John Ernest will be arraigned on several charges, including murder.
This will be the first time he's been in a courtroom since the shooting took place. All of the charges that he faces also come with a hate crime special circumstance.
There's Dan Simon. Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams tells the AP she won't run for a U.S. Senate seat in 2020, despite being heavily recruited by national party leaders. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Factory activity in China expanded for a second straight month in April, but at a much slower pace than expected, suggesting the economy is still struggling for traction despite a flurry of support measures. The unexpected loss of momentum at the start of the second quarter followed upbeat data in March that has raised hopes among global investors that the world's second largest economy, China, was getting back on firmer footing. A new UPS contract with its unionized workforce is finally a done deal 6 months after members ratified the master agreement. The holdup was agreeing to the various supplemental deals with local unions that all had to be approved before the entire thing was official. The deal means UPS will have 4.5 years of relative peace with 250,000 Teamsters workers. Restaurant Brands International reported quarterly profit and same-store sales that were lower than expected, pushing down shares of the owner of Burger King and Tim Hortons. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5, 69 degrees outside of the studio on this Tuesday. And we check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So warming up a little bit later today, what are we looking at for the rest of today and for the rest of the week?
Well, we've got a pretty good day for today. It should be a warm one. Get up to 83 yesterday. Looks like we could reach 85 this afternoon. We've got some fog around this morning. That should break up in about an hour or so, and then it'll become mostly sunny for the rest of the day. Now, tonight, I expect another round of fog after midnight. Low tonight should be around 65 degrees at sunrise. And then tomorrow, looks like a partly cloudy day, and we've got a slight chance of an afternoon shower or possibly a thunderstorm. But again, we'll be up around 85 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. As for Thursday, and same thing, a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high in the mid-80s. And then on Friday, expect partly cloudy to mostly sunny, a slight chance again of an afternoon thunderstorm, and a high around 85. Now for the weekend, a bit of a problem here because a cold front will be moving through Saturday night. So as a result, we will see a better chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity in the afternoon and into the evening, and the high will be in the low 80s for Saturday. That front will then stall right along the coast on Sunday. That means a chance for a few scattered thunderstorms Sunday. Again, a high of about 85 degrees. After that, beginning of next week, a few showers in the forecast for Monday and Tuesday, mainly showers during the afternoon hours.
What are the odds of any severe weather this weekend as that cold front moves through?
Doesn't look like it now. In fact, at the moment, it doesn't look like a lot of shower activity, but we will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. And again, that front will stall on the coast, and it's not going to have much of a difference, not much of a difference in the temperatures, because it'll still be in the low to mid-80s through the weekend, even though that front will be just slightly offshore.
And it looks like the humidity is heading up as we leave April behind and head into May. You expect us to have that standard Alabama summer weather coming up pretty soon?
This is a little bit of a taste of it, but not quite. We get on into May, and obviously in June, but in May we'll start to get some of those days which is really humid. Mercury starts climbing up near that 90-degree mark.
A great resource for the summer weather to maybe keep by you as you listen to the staff meteorologist Dr. Williams' weather report every morning, the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. Where can people pick that up, and tell us how much it costs, Dr. Bill?
The good thing is they're free. And you can find copies at West Marine here in Mobile, and also down at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, they have copies also on the Eastern Shore. You'll find them at Billy Lankford Allstate in Fairhope, as well as Old Time Garden Supply. And also you can check them out at Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope. And for those of you that cannot get out to get a copy, you can get it online at mobileweatheralmanac.com.
All right, great stuff. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, our very own meteorologist here at FM Talk 106.5. You can hear his forecast twice an hour every hour, except on the morning show where we give it to you four times an hour. 7:39 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back in just a minute, we have traffic with Kane and news with Kelly right after this.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Keith Glass, who owns one of the nation's top record stores. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Keith Glass knows the vinyl record business, but more importantly, the vinyl record business knows him. and collectors travel from abroad to shop in his store on Sage Avenue. Finding, buying, and selling rare and collectible records has given him fame and a reputation almost equivalent to his days in a band in Australia where he had some hits. Recently, he told me, he sold two of the rarest and most collectible albums ever, the famed Beatles Butcher cover. He's a celebrity in our midst, quietly plugging along on Sage Avenue. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Dense fog advisory until at least 8 a.m. It's pretty thick across the Bayway, the Causeway, I-65, I-165, and traveling downtown. The good news is a couple hit and runs and minor fender benders we've had. Mobile Police Department being able to clear out the roadways pretty quick. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
Thanks, Kane. 741 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we check in with Quinn Hillier as we do every Tuesday. Also, Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery as the House gets ready to meet again. I think day 14 of the 30 possible days they would meet in general session. Coming up, Rod Rosenstein submits his resignation letter after the will he, won't he over the last couple years. And if you're a fan of the shoe wear Crocs, you know, the rubber shoes with holes in them, boy, do I have some good news for you. Some breaking news on Crocs shoes. But first, here's news with Kelly on this Tuesday morning.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 news from Montgomery aimed at reducing shoplifters. A bill introduced in the Alabama legislature last week would increase the threshold for felony shoplifting by 400%. That bill was introduced by Bobby Singleton, a Democrat from Greensboro, which would raise the amount of theft that would result in the lowest degree felony in Alabama from $500 to $2,500. The Alabama Retail Association, though, is not happy, saying this would, quote, basically allow shoplifters to steal five times more before they face any punishment or consequence. Currently, thefts below $500 in Alabama are considered a Class A misdemeanor. Theft of goods between $500 and $2,500 are Class C felonies. Thefts exceeding $2,500, those are Class B felonies. Singleton's bill has been assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee. According to the ARA, the average felony threshold in the Southeast is $880. And speaking of shoplifting, changes to arrests associated with shoplifting. That bill introduced into the legislature would change how shoplifting offenses are handled. Senator Clyde Chambliss, a Republican from Prattville, has introduced a measure that would keep the felony threshold at $500 while also allowing police to arrest suspected shoplifters in the store rather than have them wait until the suspect walks outside of the building. The bill would also create a separate crime of shoplifting. That bill includes changing price tags on an item in an attempt to get that item at a lower price, or removing security devices off an item, or failing to scan an item at a self-checkout register. The Senate Governmental Affairs Committee has approved the bill. It now moves to the Senate for full consideration. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
744 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Checking in the next hour with Quinn Hillier. Also, Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery. Yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein submitted his resignation letter to President Donald Trump. He went ahead and set an end date of May the 11th for his tenure as the number two official at the Department of Justice. Attorney General William Barr weighed in on Rosenstein's tenure. He put a statement out yesterday and noted that Rosenstein's 30-year service in various levels of the justice system were, quote, unparalleled. Rosenstein's departure brings a long and unpredictable relationship between the one-time head of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and the president to a close. You might remember back in late 2018, Rosenstein's future in the administration was cast into doubt. That was after reports emerged in various news outlets that Rosenstein once raised the possibility of secretly recording President Trump or members of the cabinet and invoked the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. At the time, ABC News reported that the remarks were, quote, likely in jest, and Rosenstein phoned the president to dispute the accounts. And finally, the breaking news with Crocs, the rubber shoes with holes in them. What happens when you mix one of the most embarrassing fashion trends of all time with another embarrassing fashion trend? You get this: Crocs with built-in fanny packs. Yes, they've gone and done it. A company called Beams teamed up with Crocs and made a special edition of Crocs with miniature fanny packs attached to the heels. They come in green or purple, the two colors, and will only cost you $53. So if you thought you couldn't get any cooler with your Crocs on, now Crocs with built-in fanny packs, you can carry things, I guess, on your feet. And even better if you go ahead and put a real fanny pack around your waist. 746 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Get ready to red, white, and at Wind Creek Atmore, we're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. Earn your chances to win starting May 1st. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway only at Wind Creek Atmore.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects are on the run this morning after a high-speed chase with police. It happened in Walton County, but police say the SUV was stolen from Crestview. Investigators say Morgan Mark Ward and Justice Kelly are wanted on several charges, including grand theft auto and eluding police. The driver eventually lost control of that car. It flipped several times. Mark Morgan was ejected from the car. She was taken to the hospital. Kelly received minor injuries but wasn't arrested at the scene because police didn't believe he was involved in the theft. Kelly then helped Mark Ward escape from the hospital. Officers also found drugs in the car. A bill to make it a felony to perform an abortion in Alabama is expected to get a vote in the House today. The bill was introduced as a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. Alabama's bill would punish doctors who perform abortions. Happening today in Baldwin County, the Grand Hotel in Fairhope will host a job fair. More than 60 food and beverage positions are available, including servers, cooks, and bartenders. It starts at 2 o'clock and lasts until 5 this afternoon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Alabama flips a top recruit from the Oklahoma Sooners, a big raise for a top college basketball coach, and the Atlanta Braves continue to ride Ozzie Albies in a win over San Diego. 748 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers tied the series at 1 against the Toronto Raptors with a 94-89 win last night in Toronto. Philadelphia's Jimmy Butler had 30 points and 11 rebounds in the win.
Oh, Jimmy Butler, bullseye! 28!
great for Butler.
That fourth quarter three-pointer put the Sixers up 88-81. The win snaps a 14-game losing streak in Toronto for Philadelphia. The Raptors fought back from a 19-point halftime deficit. Toronto was led by Kawhi Leonard with 35 points. Leonard said that the team is not discouraged after the loss.
We're confident. This is what the playoffs are about. This is why it's fun.
Game 3, Thursday night in Philadelphia. In the late game, the Denver Nuggets beat the Portland Trailblazers 121-113 to take a 1-0 series lead. Denver's Nikola Jokic scored 37 points in the home court victory.
Murray to Jokic. Jump hook is good. What a combo. Faces of the franchise for many years, Jokic and Murray.
That score by Jokic put the Nuggets up 13 points in the fourth quarter. It was assisted by Jamal Murray, who added 23 points and 8 assists. The Trailblazers were once again led by Damian Lillard with 39 points. Game 2 is set for tomorrow night in Denver. Tonight, Game 2 of the Milwaukee-Boston series and Golden State versus Houston. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues got a late goal from Pat Maroon to beat the Dallas Stars 4-3 and take a 2-1 series lead.
Back behind the net, Maroon with it, out in front with a shot. He celebrates, he scores! Pat Maroon beating Ben Bishop with a 1:38 remaining. The Blues go back on top.
The Blues led 2-1 after the second period before both teams combined for 4 goals in the third period. Game 4 is set for tomorrow night in Dallas. Tonight, 2 games on the schedule. Game 3 in Columbus between the Blue Jackets and Boston Bruins. That's set to begin at 6 o'clock, followed by Game 3 in Colorado between the Avalanche and the San Jose Sharks. In some college football recruiting news, Drew Sanders, the number 37-ranked recruit in the 2020 class, announced his decision to switch to Alabama after being committed to Oklahoma since 2017. Sanders is a 6'5", 220-pound recruit from Denton, Texas. He's ranked the number 4 athlete in the entire class. He told ESPN that Alabama is recruiting him to play linebacker. Alabama's 2020 class now has 13 of the ESPN's top 300 recruits. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles picked up the 5th-year contract option on starting quarterback Carson Wentz. Wentz was set to earn around $8.5 million in 2019. He'll now make more than $20 million in 2020. That's the 5th and final year of his rookie contract. In college basketball news, after leading Texas Tech to a first-ever national championship game appearance, Red Raiders coach Chris Beard was awarded a contract extension yesterday. It's a 6-year deal that'll pay Beard over $4.5 million a year and make him the nation's 4th highest-paid head coach behind Kentucky's John Calipari, Duke's Mike Krzyzewski, and Tennessee's Rick Barnes. Beard was named the AP National Coach of the Year this past season. In minor league ball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Mississippi Braves 5-3 on a 9th-inning, 3-run walk-off homer from Roberto Baldaquin. The Bay Bears won 4 games in the 5-game home series against the Braves. They'll get tonight off before beginning a 5-game road series in Montgomery against the Biscuits. In the major leagues, Ozzie Albies hit a home run and drove in 2 runs in an Atlanta Braves 3-1 win over San Diego. St. Louis scored 6 runs in the 5th inning to defeat Washington 6-3. Cincinnati beat the New York Mets 5-4. Milwaukee used 2 home runs from Jesus Aguilar to beat Colorado 5-1. And San Francisco defeated the LA Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Kansas City 8-5. Boston beat Oakland 9-4. The Chicago White Sox defeated Baltimore 5-3. And Minnesota got past Houston 1-0. 7:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5. the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center accident at University just south of Airport, also English and Pecan Street, and state troopers on the scene of an accident at Grand Bay Willem Road in Old Pass Cocula. That's going to be without injuries, as we've got a dense fog advisory probably going to go after 8 o'clock. If you look across the Bayway, still less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:55 on FM Talk 106.5. 69 and cloudy outside of the Mobile Morning Studios. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll check in with Quinn Hillier. Also, Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery as the House gets ready to meet for general session day 14. So they're getting things done up there. Lots to debate, and Sean will have it all laid out for you here in the 8 o'clock hour, and also coming up at noon today on Midday Mobile. Right now, time to check the headlines for this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. He is accused of being married to four women at the same time, one of those women being from Alabama. But thanks to his guilty plea, he does avoid jail time. He is 43-year-old Michael Middleton. He married a Georgia woman in 2006, an Alabama woman in 2011, and a New Hampshire woman in 2013, which led to the bigamy charge in New Hampshire. But according to court documents, he was also married to a fourth woman in Kentucky in 2016. So you ask, why so many marriages? Prosecutors say he was trying to gain access to the women's bank accounts and other assets. The New Hampshire wife, Alicia Grant, says that she, quote, was satisfied that he was facing consequences for his actions. Middleton was arrested in Ohio back in February. He also faces domestic violence charges in Maine. As part of his 12-month suspended sentence, he must undergo screenings for domestic abuse and substance abuse and comply with any recommended counseling or programs. He told reporters that he felt, quote, compassionate and understanding for his New Hampshire wife, and that, quote, it was a good outcome. I hope to move forward with my life and everything and abide by everything that was handed down to me. If Middleton stays out of trouble for the next 5 years, he does avoid any jail time. Talk about a winning combination. Six companies are vying in the final round of the Alabama Launchpad competition next month, and one of those companies will win the top spot, and they are from Mobile. This is an arm of the Economic Development Partnership of Alabama. So the Alabama Launchpad has finalists in two stages of the competition: the concept stage for companies beginning to put their business plan together, and the early seed stage for those looking to accelerate the growth of their existing businesses. In the concept stage, that has a prize of a $50,000 winning ticket there. But it's the early seed stage we're keeping a close eye on. Those companies are competing for $100,000, and that's where our Mobile company is. It's a cigar club of Mobile, which offers curated subscriptions for cigars and other products. So here's how it works. A final pitch competition will be held at Tuskegee University May the 9th. Companies will pitch to a panel of judges and an audience at an evening event at the Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center. The winners will be announced soon after. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:58 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now on FMTalk1065.com, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK opinion poll. Do you support the lottery being legalized in Alabama? Right now, the yeses have it 88% compared to no, getting 12% of the vote. Coming up in the next hour, I'm sure that'll be a topic of discussion with Sean Sullivan live from Montgomery. We'll also check in with Quinn Hillier, as we do every Tuesday morning. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.